Hiya, doll. How was the show?
Well, it was Jason Van Glass. And Jason Van Glass, he is a rabbit hole. That guy is a guy who knows. My favorite line was when he said, I like to collect things that are virtually worthless. I like to collect things that are virtually worthless because then I can get all of them.
Okay. Well, that opens up the possibility space quite a ways.
Right. It was a Kikuman.
Okay.
It was also called Muscle.
Kikuman, I think, is the name of our soy sauce.
No. But Muscle is miniature. It stood for something, and it was they're tiny eraser sized action figures, but not action figures because they do not articulate.
Okay.
And
little figurines.
236 of them.
Wow. All
right. And no backstory except for that in the packaging there was a wrestling ring.
Oh.
So since then there has been manga. There's been decades of manga.
About these
tiny Muscle characters. And Muscle is an acronym.
Okay.
And I've forgotten what it stands for. I'm so sorry.
Well, we're going to look it up.
Are you going to look it up?
I am going to look it up.
Because
I'm thinking that they might be nice game pieces.
Oh, they'd be amazing. And if they are indeed as cheap as he says they are. He said that they were a quarter a piece when he got them. And the rare ones are now worth 50 cents each.
Okay.
Which means they're still pretty cheap. And they are Japanese, and they mean meat man.
Okay.
And he had a sidekick who, and they're all super unique looking. Like, the main guy kind of looks like a robot, but he's a shapeshifter, and he can change into things. And so, full on 30 minutes of him playing with the different sizes of these and telling me about the history of this, and it was fascinating.
That is fascinating. And I have actually seen these things.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're terrible looking.
Right. He said they were fascinating when he was a child.
They're super ugly.
Yeah. They're very unattractive, and he loved them all with the power of the sun, and now he has them all. All
right.
And then the other thing that he collects are weird zines. There was a heyday of self-published magazines. And he has 99 of 100 of something called The Realist.
Okay.
That was, that published a lot of, it was a guy who worked for Mad Magazine and SNL in the 60s to the early 70s. And there's that zine. We talked a little bit about The Onion, because I remember when The Onion started in like 88. Right when I graduated, so I never got to meet that guy in Madison, Wisconsin.
Right,
and but he just mimeographed. It was a mimeographed Xerox situation.
That's right, and anybody with access to a mimeograph can just mimeograph it again and share it again.
Right, and it was he's looking for issue 11.
Oh,
of
all right, anybody out there?
Any of the
fans. Issue number 11 of The Realist.
It was a fascinating episode.
Cool.